Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Rain slammed hard on our windshield. The news said that the hurricane wouldn't roll in for another few hours, but I guess they were wrong. My boyfriend Max parked the car and then waited. He turned to me. "Well," he said, "you know my brand." We were outside the 7-Eleven. Max decided that he needed to pick up more cigarettes before we had to isolate ourselves at home and ride out the storm.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I just didn't expect that he wanted me to run in and get them myself. I guess he didn't want to get wet. I took a deep breath. I knew that if I waited for Max to ask me directly, he'd get angry again. I didn't want that to happen, so I unbuckled my seatbelt and stepped into the surging rain. As I closed the door behind me, a gust of wind almost knocked me over. Max shouted,
"Thanks, babe."
I love Max, of course. We'd been together for so long, but I hated how he treated me. And more importantly, I hated myself for never telling him no. I walked inside, taking half a second to shake off the rain. 7-Eleven was completely empty, which I can expect before a storm like this, but there weren't any people inside either. Maybe they had to close early. But if that was the case, why was the door unlocked? Why were all the lights on?
"Hello?"
I shouted. No one answered. There should have been a worker behind the counter, but he wasn't there.
Hello?
I tried again. Still nothing. I figured that the cashier might have gone to the bathroom, so I went to the back of the store and checked. Nope. The bathroom was empty, too. I did notice that the door leading to the back alley was slightly open, but when I looked through the crack to check to see if maybe the worker was outside, all I could see was rain. I gulped. No cashier means no cigarettes. I knew that Max would be pissed if I didn't come back with cigarettes. He already wasn't in a good mood, and I hated the prospect of having to wait out in a storm with him, just the two of us, while he was going through angry nicotine withdrawals. It would be absolutely awful. I considered leaving, apologizing for something that was out of my control and asking him just to go to another gas station or something, but I couldn't. Max would freak out. The smokes were behind the counter. So close. I looked around once more. Then, I leaned over the counter to grab a couple packs. I'd leave money, of course. I'd make a big show of it to the security cameras, if there were any, so that they wouldn't see me as a thief. I'd stretch over the counter and reach for them myself, just beyond. My fingers made contact with Max's favorite red pack. But before I pulled it free, I looked down and screamed. The cashier was lying on the floor behind the counter. A pool of dark blood oozed under him. He was completely motionless, both hands pressed against his bleeding stomach.
I jumped off the counter to see if he was still alive. He was, but barely. His chest moved up and down, his eyes fluttering open. The man started, but he couldn't say anything else through his loud liquid cough. "It's okay," I told him. "I'm going to call the police. Don't move." He tried speaking again, and this time, he could make out a complete sentence.
"He's still here."
Out of nowhere, a man in a ski mask appeared behind me. I had no idea where he had been hiding. He towered over me, well above 6 feet, with dark eyes that glared with pure hate through his mask. He pointed his gun at my face. "Don't," I told him, as I raised both my hands in the air.
"You shouldn't have come here,"
the man said. "No, I really shouldn't have. I should have been home by now, safe. But this was Max's fault. And now here I was staring into the barrel of a shotgun." The man ordered me not to move as he took aim. I couldn't let him kill me, but I could tell by the raw anger in his eyes that he was going to. I ducked down just as he pulled the trigger. A huge bang erupted out of the gun, the loudest noise I'd ever heard in my life. He missed, and the plastic trash can behind me exploded on impact. I was crouched at the man's feet. As he cocked his gun again, I surged forward, grabbing his legs and pulling him down. He instantly lost balance and fell onto one knee. He held the gun with one hand, and I grabbed the barrel with both of mine. I tried to pull it out of his grip. I'd never fought anyone before. The closest I had gotten was someone pulling my hair in middle school. I always just let things happen, always avoided conflict, and pretended that everything was okay. I'd also never been in this much danger in my life. He was so much stronger than me. Perhaps my survival instincts gave me more strength than I'd ever had. I pulled harder, bracing myself against the side of the counter. He struggled to take the gun, but I wouldn't let go. I couldn't. I fought, and the gun went off. The masked man instantly jerked backwards. His head was gone, blown completely off. He flopped dead onto the floor. I was sandwiched between a dead body and a horribly wounded one. I could hear the cashier choking again. He sputtered out a single word. "Thanks." I grabbed my cell phone from my pocket and tried to call 911, but my fingers were sticky with blood. I wiped my thumb on my shirt and tried again. 911. The policewoman said that officers were on their way. I had to wait. Carefully, I stepped over the masked man and walked out of the 7-Eleven into the storm. The gushing rain cleansed me, washing away all the blood on my hair and skin as I walked towards my boyfriend's car. He pushed the door open from the inside so I could open it myself. His expression was pure impatience. "Well, where's my damn cigarettes?" He didn't ask me about what happened. He didn't check to see if I was all right. He only wanted to know if I had been successful in buying his stupid cigarettes. I explained to Max what happened, and I told him that we needed to wait for the police. Okay. Then you'll go back inside and grab my smokes, right?" That was it. I had enough. If I could survive a crazed gunman, I could stand up to anything. I smiled. "No," I said. "Max, I think we should see other people."
My name is Marge, and I'm 26 years old. I still live with my parents and keep jumping from one temporary job to another. I will not lie. That's how I like my life. Simple, day by day. I'm not an ambitious person, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Some while ago, I got a job at a 7-Eleven store. I thought that it would be simple and easy. I was working the night shift from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. I had to be aware of customers, not only to be there for them, of course, but also to prevent them from stealing. It comes with a package. In this type of job, especially at such hours, you also need to be a security guard. There is even a gun available for employees to use if necessary. But fortunately, 2 weeks went by since my first day or night as an employee, and I had no problem. There weren't even that many customers after 9 p.m. So I just spent my time watching stuff on the internet, thanks to my faithful cell phone. When it was finally 11, I went to close down the store. After that, I still had to organize some things, money related of course, and also stock some products. No big deal. Or at least, that was the plan. But that night, lights went down out of the blue, and I was immersed in complete darkness. Great. This is just great. Now I also need to fix this, which I have no idea how, I said to myself. Once again, my cell phone was useful because I used it as a lantern. I thought of calling my manager, but it was almost midnight. Annoying your boss at such a late hour, it's definitely not the best way to keep your job. As I was thinking of a solution, even the possibility of leaving the place like that so that the morning staff could take care of the problem, during more suitable hours, I heard a noise coming from the store. Maybe someone was planning a robbery, and that's why the lights were brought down. Now I was scared. Still, slowly walking through the darkened corridors of the store, following some kind of work ethics instinct, I tried to see who could be there. I was holding the gun as I shouted, "If someone is inside the store, please reveal yourself. I warn you, I have a gun, and I'm allowed and willing to use it. If you just show yourself, you can leave and go away. I will not call the cops. Just want to close the store. This doesn't have to end badly." I heard someone laughing and running through the corridors. It appeared to be a woman's laughter, or even a child. I tried to chase the mysterious invader, following the noises. It was becoming difficult because that person, whoever he or she may be, was now throwing objects to the floor to avoid being caught. At least the intruder's laughs were becoming more audible, and I can now tell for sure that it was a woman. Well, that's good, I guess. At least I'm not dealing with a psycho dude, I said to myself as I put the gun away to avoid any stupid accident. So much for being an innocent soul, right? Eventually, the noises stopped, and even the lights came back on. The store was once again well lit and in complete silence. I searched and searched for the person. Even going into a locked room, there was no one there besides me. The front door was also still locked. No windows were open or broken either. It was like the woman had simply vanished. Okay, this is weird. Definitely a cool story to tell my friends. Well, at least everything is fine. Almost everything, because I still have to put the products back on their shelves. Which is also proof that I didn't dream and something did happen, I said to myself. Later on that week, I was enjoying my night off. I had dinner at my boyfriend's place, Claus. I told him what happened at the 7-Eleven store. "Wow, that is unusual to say the least," he said. "You think it was a ghost or something paranormal like that?" I asked, almost embarrassed.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You never know. Everyone likes to rationalize and mock those things until they actually happen to them. It's a possibility. On the other hand, since you mentioned it was a perhaps child, maybe he or she found a way in, some kind of hidden small hole on one of the walls that neither you, your manager, or your colleagues knew about. Claus' explanation kind of made sense. That night, I stayed with Claus. We were sleeping next to each other when I woke up. It was around 4 a.m. I needed to go to the bathroom. And as I was almost there, I started to listen to familiar noises. That same childish giggling that I heard back at the 7-Eleven store. They were coming from the bathroom itself. I guess the fact that it was a child prevented me from waking up my boyfriend. At this point, I was more puzzled and curious than actually frightened. Slowly, I approached the bathroom's door. Then, in less than 2 seconds, I made my entrance and switched on the lights, ready to face the enigmatic infant. Once again, no one was there. This is messing with my head now. What is happening? Maybe I'm making all this stuff in my head, and I was the one disorganizing the store without being aware of it. I hope I'm not having multiple personality disorder, I said to myself, feeling desperate. I looked at the bathroom's mirror, and I couldn't believe what I saw. Instead of my own reflection, I saw a little girl, looking and smiling at me, as if the mirror was a window. The girl waved, and as I blinked my eyes for 1 second, she was gone. I went back to bed. I didn't tell anything about this to my boyfriend, but I needed to share this with someone. Me and my mother are very close friends. I grew up as her only daughter, and so I couldn't stay silent and had to discuss with my mother all these eerie episodes with that ghost child, which I described to my mother. Oh dear, wait a minute. I want to show you something, my mother said. When she came back, she brought a couple of pictures and showed them to me. Oh my, this is the little girl I saw. But this girl is... Yes, Marge, this girl is you. I don't know what's the meaning of those appearances, but I think your past self is trying to tell you something. But only you can figure that out. It's all in your mind, my love, my mother said. You're right, I answered. I think I know the point that little Marge was trying to make. She was reminding me that time goes by fast and should not be wasted. As a child, I had dreamt of becoming a successful biologist, but somewhere, I treaded onto a different path and forgot my goal in life. Since then, I went back to school and decided to become a nurse for a start. I once again became ambitious, and now I want to do something meaningful with my life. Instead of jumping from one simple job to another and watch senseless videos on the internet, surely this was an experience that I will never forget. I guess I can literally thank myself for that. There was absolutely nothing wrong with our apartment. It was sleek and modern and aggressively normal. Vince chose it because the location was just a few blocks from his work, but I didn't mind. Besides, Vince and I had been fighting a lot lately, and I was worried that if I fought him over this, he'd finally end things. He'd been threatening to do that a lot lately. But really, it was a great place. I had no idea that something horrible was waiting for us there. We've been living there for 2 weeks when Vince and I decided to invite our friends over for the first game night in our new place. My brother Ben came with his boyfriend Steven, of course. They never missed a game night. We were going to invite Gretchen too, but I wasn't ready for that yet. Not after everything she'd done. Ben suggested that we play Cards Against Humanity again, but Vince objected. He wanted to try something new. I understood where he was coming from. New apartment, new game. So I went into the back closet and looked through our shelves of games when I found one that I'd never seen before. It was called Escape the Ghost. I just assumed that Vince had gotten it at the thrift store because the box was already torn and faded. I brought it back into the room and pulled out the pieces. The board was divided into a blueprint of rooms, and Ben was the one to notice that it looked exactly like our apartment. He was right. It had our two bedrooms, the kitchen, the single bathroom, everything. Even the closets were in the right places. I looked at Vince. Where did this come from? I asked. Don't look at me, he said. You found it. I didn't want to play anymore. This game gave me the creeps, but everyone was looking at me with impatience, especially Vince. So I put all the pieces in their starting places and read the instructions out loud. Ben was to my left, so he went first. He rolled the dice, 6. That led his piece into the kitchen. Okay, he said. What do I do now? I wasn't sure. The directions had been confusing. All it said was that we had to make it back to the starting point without being stopped by the ghost. Just then, a loud crash came from the kitchen. We all turned to look, but we couldn't see anything through the door. I'll check it out, Ben said, but Ben placed his hand on his shoulder. No, Ben said. I think this is part of the game. He smiled at me, as if this was my plan all along, and he walked into the kitchen. The rest of us waited for a long moment. My heart sped up. What had caused that noise? Was it just some strange coincidence? Ben, I called. Are you okay? No answer. Then, the door shot open, and Ben ran back into the room. He was still smiling. No ghosts, he said. I guess Steven is next. Steven looked at me. His expression showed that he was as creeped out as I was. He took a deep breath and rolled the dice. 4. That led his piece into the bedroom. Again, there was a loud crash coming from that room. This game is awesome, Ben shouted. I didn't know what to say. The whole thing felt very, very wrong. Both Ben and Vince pushed Steven out of his seat, urging him to walk into the room. Good luck, Vince said. I hope you don't find any ghosts. Steven looked at me. His eyes were pleading. He wanted me to put a stop to this game. I almost did, but Vince glared at me, warning me to stay quiet. I just shrugged. Slowly, Steven trudged across the living room and slowly pushed open the bedroom door. Hello? He called. You have to go in, babe, Ben said. Steven gulped loud enough for us to hear and disappeared into the room. After a long moment of silence, he came back out. Sweat was dripping down his forehead, but he was okay. No ghost. Then it was my turn. I looked at Vince, who just stared at me, waiting. With a shaky hand, I reached for the dice and rolled. 5. I moved my piece into the hall closet. Another loud thud echoed the walls, and I knew exactly where it was coming from. The closet. I don't want to play anymore, I said. You have to, Vince said. His voice was cold. I knew he was annoyed with me, and I didn't want things to devolve into yet another argument. After I caught him cheating with Gretchen, it had taken us months of therapy to get back to normal, and I didn't want to lose all that progress over a single stupid game. Besides, ghosts weren't real. So I stood up, walked into the hallway, and waited outside the closet door. I froze. I couldn't go in. I could barely breathe. I figured I could just pretend to go inside and no one would know the difference. Just go in, Vince shouted from the living room. He knew that I hadn't entered yet, and if I lied to him about it, he'd know that too. So, I grabbed the doorknob and slowly pulled the door open. The closet was completely dark. All I could see were the outlines of hanging jackets. I walked inside. I was going to leave right away, but I noticed a small device hidden on the shelf, right between our winter boots. It was some kind of walkie-talkie. That's when it all made sense. Vince must have planned this from the beginning. He must have placed one of those in every room of the house, secretly triggering them to make a noise after each roll of the dice. It was all some elaborate plan to spice up game night. But why? What was the point if we just walked into stupid rooms without ever seeing a ghost? It made no sense. Then, I heard a single whisper from behind the jackets. Sorry. You lost the game. Before I could run out of there, a white hand reached out of the darkness and pulled the door closed. Then it grabbed me. I never screamed so loud in my life. The thing pulled me close, and I could see flutters of white. The ghost was real. It was holding me in place, and it wouldn't let go. Then, with its free hand, the ghost brought out a knife. No, I screamed. Stop! From the other room, I could hear Vince and the others laughing. They must have thought I was just playing along with the game. They didn't know that I was really being attacked. I felt the knife slide into my stomach. Twice. Pain shot through me. Unimaginable pain as I started choking on my own blood. But I wouldn't die like this. I couldn't. I could feel my strength leave my body, but my anger kept me going. In the darkness of the night, I grabbed at the ghost's neck and squeezed. I pushed it back so hard that the knife clattered out of its hand. The ghost was choking under my grip, but I didn't stop. I squeezed hard into its neck, using the full weight of my body to slam it against the wall, over and over. Soon, the ghost stopped moving. I could hear the others pounding on the door. What's going on? What's going on? The ghost was lying motionless on the floor. I kicked it hard and then opened the door. When the hallway's lights streamed in, I could finally see the ghost clearly. And it wasn't a ghost at all. It was just a figure in a white sheet. Steven and Ben and Vince stood just outside. Call 911, I told them. My knife wounds were on fire, but I had to see who this ghost really was. I pulled off the sheet and saw Gretchen's dead body. Her head was at an unnatural angle. Her neck snapped. Both Ben and Steven looked at the scene in horror, but Vince refused to look. He was just staring at his feet. That's when I knew. This was his plan all along. He wanted to get rid of me. He was still in love with Gretchen. What sort of psychopath would plan something like this? I looked straight at Vince, waiting for him to return my gaze. He reluctantly did. Well, I told him, I guess I won.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.